T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we got to go across the Atlantic again this morning because things are really heating up for the Prime Minister and the Parliament as they have to deal with Brexit. Tom Rivers is our ABC News correspondent in London. What's the latest on the next vote that these guys are going to take?
Yeah, let's just go back a few hours. Let's go over the last vote last night.
It was
basically a symbolic non-binding vote in the House of Commons, and basically the government lost yet again by a huge majority, 149 votes. In fact, 4 members of her cabinet abstained, in essence, voted against Theresa May's position on this. In essence, Theresa May wants an option of no deal on the 29th of March if they don't sign up to her deal. And the vast majority of politicians agree with the country that's too dangerous. Too many people will lose their jobs. Too many businesses will fold, et cetera, et cetera. So they're saying, look, doesn't matter if it's this plan, but a plan. When we finally someday down the road agree with it, yes, we want a plan to get out of the European Union. That was last night. Today, another vote in the Commons. This one has to do with finding an extension. The homework won't be done on the 29th of this month. And in essence, it's a request to Brussels saying, can we please have some time, be it a couple of months, maybe longer, maybe a year, etc. But they know that the work will not be done in 2 weeks. Something has to be done. So the politicians will be voting on that tonight. We'll see what shakes out.
You know, a bunch of my friends heard our chat yesterday and said, John, you just don't get it. The people of Britain voted to leave the European Union. But the guys that are in the parliament, they're deliberately screwing this up. And Theresa May is deliberately screwing this. You think that's true?
It's the government. Yeah, it's really the government that's screwing it up. She kind of says this, you know, you get a blank canvas, John. And I'll say, I want you to paint me a picture of a rabbit, right? Well, there's probably a million ways to paint a rabbit. But in your mind, you only say there's only one way, and that's it. And if you don't like it, then, you know, that's life in the big city. Go away. Right. There are a variety of commonalities out there that people could sign up for and find agreement in Parliament.
Right.
But no, she doesn't want to know. She talks to nobody. She's uncompromising. Is that a great leader? No. She's dug herself a big hole, and now she's leaning on others to get her out of it. Her proposed plan has been shot down twice in Parliament. We also learned she's going to dust off the same plan and put it before Parliament next week, knowing that if this deadline remains, the option is her lousy deal, or you can have the second box, which is no deal. Name your poison. That's the suicide mission she's on.
And Tom, since you're in London, help me understand. No deal means what to the average person who's a worker for an international company in Britain? What does that mean?
Well, it means there's going to be some major, if you got pals that maybe are working, say, in the UK, there could be a big hit if they bought a house. That could go down in value very, very quickly. The pound will likely shudder and go down substantially. Who knows? Could be parity with the dollar. There could be a lot of layoffs because a lot of large corporations are saying, this uncertainty is no good. We're going to build our cars on the continent. Thank you very much. We're going to finish up this line in a year or two, and then we're going to go over there. Financial considerations in the city, as we call it, the Wall Street of the UK here, could be, picking up and going to places like Dublin or going to places like Frankfurt. There are a myriad of complications. And the problem is, John, they should have started the Plan B planning 2.5 years ago,
right,
when the referendum result came out, saying, we want to have a deal. If we don't have a deal, here's the volumes. They go to the ceiling. These are the things we have to figure out. Well, they haven't done that.
And Tom,
they figured they would never have to go to Plan B.
I know you got to go. But is there a chance that they do another referendum here? And of course, they've kind of tanked this to make it so nasty that now people would probably be scared to vote to leave. But do you think there'll be another referendum?
I don't know if there will or not, but we have to get through. We'll get through it today. We'll find out exactly on this extension request. We'll get through maybe Wednesday, we think. Maybe Wednesday, if Theresa May's plan goes through, because people say if the only other option is no deal, they might. Some people that don't like it are still going to vote for it. If it doesn't get through, then we would look at all kinds of options. We could have a situation where she resigns or is forced out, a new leader, a new election. As you say, there could be a second referendum at that stage because the deadlock has not been broken. You got to throw it out, possibly out to the country again and say, we couldn't solve this puzzle. Back to the people of the country to solve it.
Yeah, that's a setup there. But anyway, we'll pick it up. Tom, I really appreciate the live update from London this morning. And what a leadership failure. It's really shocking. Thank you.
Yeah.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.